Dr. Miles Brand will be joining us today to discuss the decision-making process of the NCAA. Dr. Brand, thanks for being here.
Pleasure, Josh.
Can you explain a little bit about the NCAA governance structure and how decisions are made?
Yeah, first of all, let me say the words NCAA are systematically ambiguous. They can mean one of three things. They can mean the national office, which consists of about 350 people, which has oversight for the infrastructure of the National Collegiate Athletic Association. It could mean the members themselves, the over 1,000 universities and colleges that constitute the NCAA, and sometimes the home office gets confused with its members in the press. Or third, it could mean what I'll call the corporate entity, the group of members and staff members that help make all the rules and oversee the direction. Within that third group, we have one area we call governance. What governance does is it really is responsible for the playing rules, for the rules of safety, the academic requirements, and so on. We divide ourselves into three divisions, basically on the basis of scholarship offers. So Division III offers no scholarships. Division I, the maximum number of scholarships, and Division II, the happy medium in between. And each group makes its own rules, playing rules, academic rules. There are some great similarity between them, but they're not all the same. It's the members, not the staff in Indianapolis, that make the rules. And they do so in order to retain a competitive fairness and equity so that the games can be conducted in a way the best team wins.
What are some of the challenges that face a membership-driven organization?
Well, because we consist of 1,000 members, and each member is represented not only by a university president or chancellor, but an athletic director, coaches, administrators within the athletic department, as well as conferences that various schools come together to form, there are diversity of opinion, and not everyone agrees. Sometimes it's for self-interest, sometimes it's just to have a different perspective. And so, like any democracy, we have to try and bring consensus in order to make our rules, for example, rules about academic performance. It's a somewhat sloppy system, but frankly, I can't think of a better one than a democratic system.
You were formerly the president of a couple of institutions. How has the experience of being NCAA president been similar and different from that experience?
I was president of Indiana University as well as University of Oregon, and spent my life as a philosophy professor on other campuses as well. There is a very important similarity, and the similarity is that it's all about students. And right now I have a national role to play for student-athletes, 360,000 student-athletes, but it's all about the student-athletes. When you're on a college campus, it's all about the students. There wouldn't be any universities or colleges if it weren't for the students, and similarly, there wouldn't be an NCAA if it wasn't for the students participating. So this student success is a constant between the two of them. But of course, it's different too when you're a university president. You're looking after a wider range of issues than just athletics. You're looking after research and academic performance. You're working, as I was, in public universities with state legislators and federal groups and donors. So the range of people I meet is less, but the breadth, being national as opposed to regional or statewide, is much larger.
When you wake up in the morning, why do you like coming to work? Why do you like working for the NCAA, leading the NCAA?
I like both the people I work with. People in college sports are terrific, whether they're student athletes or the administrators. They have an upbeat, positive, can-do attitude, and that makes it worthwhile all by itself. But most importantly, I think I'm doing important work. I think college sports is part of our culture, deeply ingrained in our culture, and I think college sports also provides opportunities academically as well as athletically for students on each of our campuses.
Okay. Well, Dr. Brand, thank you for filling us in on how the NCAA works.
My pleasure.